We can go anywhere in the space station that we want to at any time. No clearance required anywhere. It's international, and it's really nice. Of course, we would need special permission to go outside the space station. Over. Well, I remember learning trigonometry and some types of algebra and wondering about those, but all of our orbits are all about angles and sines and cosines and circles, so our flight path around the Earth is made up of those things and combinations of them, so it's very important to me every day. Also, calculus is essential to space flight. We couldn't fly in space without it. And I don't use it, but Mission Control uses it every single day for us. Over. Tomorrow we have to learn how to use every tool that we might use outside, how to work in our spacesuit, which is very complicated. The spacesuit is like a little spacecraft. It has air and cooling, electrical systems, communication systems, and a little jetpack in case we come loose from the space station. Also, we practice spacewalking underneath the water so that we can float in any orientation, just like we're in space. Over. We tried to see it, Tyler, but we couldn't. They told us it would be a big dark splotch on the ground in the distance, like a shadow, but we really wanted to see it, but we couldn't. Over. Well, I haven't actually seen any aircraft, but you can see their contrails that they leave behind. It's valuable to us somewhat because you can tell when you're over continents and major cities. If you see a lot of them below you, you know you're somewhere near civilization. Over. Well, I think we'll be back on the moon with a habitation there. I hope the United States is part of the team because somebody in the world will do it. Perhaps we'll also have the technology to get to Mars quickly and start exploring there too. And maybe it won't take 40 years, maybe it will just be 20, who knows? Over. That's a very good question. I make mistakes and learn little things all the time. The other day I went to smell some Russian shampoo before I used it. And the bottle was just about empty. It had a little bit stuck in the bottom, so I held it under my nose and gave it a little squeeze. But there was some shampoo trapped in the top underneath the cap, so it shot up into my nose. That wasn't very good. I discovered that shampoo climbs right up into